PIMS is doing an update to their Braille Sense 6 and the Mini to Braille Sense 7. And it's significant enough that I wanted to talk about what we are told it's offering. First of all, they're taking pre-orders from now during CSUN until they expect shipping to start in June. Unlike previous BS6, which used to only have a 20-cell version or a 32 version, they are now offering a 40-cell version as well. They are offering them at varying prices, and the caveat for the 40-cell is the price, which is $6,495. And then you can choose either $700 off that price or a free one-year PMA, which is a $700 value. The 32-cell is $5,995 with either $500 off or a one-year PMA, which is, again, the $700 value. And the 20-cell is $5,295 with $400 off or a free one-year PMA. So what are some of the differences? They are going to have a scroll wheel now. Scroll wheels just make it faster for you to move from line to line. I don't happen to personally like them, but I think it's just because I haven't used them enough. But they are faster. Automatic Braille refresh with smart scroll is what it's kind of calling it. There will be an optional QWERTY keyboard and integration with Google Gemini. New smart tablet should help meet people's needs better. So highlights include ART, which is active response tech. Basically what that means is you read along your line and with enough pressure, it will automatically move to the next line. I will tell you, it's a little bit kludgy to learn, but if you master it, it is faster than using the scroll buttons. You have to be willing to work at it, but it works. The seamless integration of reading happens with this. Significant extra memory in the device itself. I believe it's going to be up to 250 gigabytes, but I didn't get that from HIMSS. A little bit of a change. There will be multi-device connectivity, so there will be USB, Bluetooth, and legacy support. I don't think the BS6 had legacy support. I know it had Bluetooth and USB because I've used them both. The Braille Sense 7 will also offer remote PC screen reader control with either Braille or a QWERTY keyboard, as I said. I love that idea because sometimes when you're working on the computer, it's just easier to use computer commands. There will be a dictate button because of the Google and Gemini interface. The favorites folder was introduced in the last update of the BS6, but it means things that you use often you can put in your favorites folder and they will be faster to get when you want to use them. So in the device box, you will have the device, an extra battery, a carrying case, QWERTY keyboard, and an international adapter set. Now, there's always an international adapter set with all of their products. They do that well. So the last thing I'm going to talk about are the dimensions. The 40 cell will be 11.86 inches by 5.53 inches by 0.89 inches. The dimensions of the 32 cell will be 9.84 by 5.53 by 0.89. The weight of the 40 cell will be 1.80 pounds, which is less than my 40 cell device on my desk at this point. And the weight of the 32 cell will be 1.54 pounds. And there will be Android 15, which is significantly better than what we had. And the last thing that I want to say is they've updated the core processor to reflect that Android upgrade. I think it will be a significant improvement But as we know, Braille is expensive and you sort of have to figure out what you need and what's going to best support you. What I really like is the option of the 40 cell display, because for some venues, you need it. I think those are the most significant features of the stuff that I've seen.
I know we call them HIMSS because we're so used to the HIMSS products, but they really sell us at this point.
Is this basically the equivalent to Braille Note, same type devices with Word and the web? And
it has Word, it has the web, it has the email, it has Notepad, there's a document reader, there's a library which has optional things like the Bible, Bookshare, Bard, and you can download all of those. And then there are extras which allow you to get other Android apps.
Yeah, they're sort of calling it an Android tablet. Hopefully they can do a better job with the Android apps this time around.
Can you actually go to the Google Play Store or no? You know?
Yes, yeah. You can do that. The problem is, Margaret, is that you're trying to control, basically what you can do easily on a smartphone with swipes. It was difficult on a product that doesn't have a screen per se. That's why they're adding this QWERTY keyboard with the assumption that there'll be enough shortcut keys that can be used on the QWERTY keyboard to access those Android apps a little easier.
And I will tell you, I use the HIMSS Emotion. And when I want to go between my HIMSS and Dropbox, I access via the computer. And it makes it seamless, and I can take documents from the computer or from the HIMSS, and the exchange is much more seamless than with a Braille keyboard. If they can do it on the HIMSS Emotion, I'm sure it will be that way with the QWERTY keyboard on the HIMSS devices.
The QWERTY keyboard, is that built into the device?
No, it's so separate from the device.
Oh. It sounds like it might be a snap-on thing. It's not really clear, although it mentioned that the keyboard actually has the capability of giving extra power, so it has a battery component to the keyboard, so it actually can give extra battery length to the PS7.
Do you think there's a marketing strategy, like this sell this product is aimed at this group of students, this one's aimed at?
I think it's aimed at students and professionals, because they are changing some components in the classroom. I don't have enough information yet to know what they are. And a lot of the Braille stuff that's on Bard, the library is going to a more functional way of doing things, in that they're saying they don't want to send out regular Braille books anymore. What they are trying to do is anything that's already in Braille, they are going to scan and put it on Bard. But the formatting for that is 40 cell. And in order to compete with other companies, they needed to develop the 40 cell, and they started with the HIMSS Emotion. But some people wanted the additional functionality of that in a 40 cell format. And I think that's part of the reason this happened. Plus, they knew there was a need to be closer to the more current Android. And they're hoping that the Android connections for everything, the video stuff, the audio stuff, will be more seamless with this major upgrade.
Jeanette, thank you very much. You're probably a resident expert when it comes to Braille devices, so I hope to get more in the future. So thank you very much for that.